long have you been playing with Anders?
It's about 3.5 years now.
Yeah, you guys look like you mesh pretty easily. It doesn't look like you have too much trouble communicating on stage.
We communicate with the music. It's really nice that we have that thing on stage. And we went through our learning process, and then it got to where this point where we just have a look, and we know, I know what he's going to do, he knows what I'm going to do, and we support one another, and we take risk now. You know, we don't know exactly what we're going to do, and we take chances.
Yeah, nice. Are you from New Orleans, too?
I am from Bayou Lafourche, Louisiana, which is a 2 hours south of New Orleans.
Okay.
So I'm on the Gulf Coast.
Okay. So you guys know a little something about floods down there. Were you passing through the eastern part of Colorado at all?
Yes, we did pass through the eastern. It's unfortunate, and we see the flooding a lot, and it's sad to see, because Colorado's not prepared when it hits. 6 inches of rain for us in Louisiana is, we can handle it. We're below sea level, so
yeah,
it was sad.
Is there anything you want to say to the people who are kind of going through that right now? Any advice?
Hang in there and support your neighbors. If you are fortunate, help somebody out. Cook for them. Food is a really good healing. And get out there and help. In times of distress and hurricanes for us, there's a beautiful thing that happens where people come together. People you don't normally talk to, even your own neighbors you had, you high and by, but then all of a sudden you're hanging out and talking and letting them, release and being there for your neighbors.
So last night you guys just rocked out, all the way. How do you decide, tonight we're going to just rock it out and tonight we're going to, play some softer, sweeter stuff? Do you feel the audience out first, or how do you guys make decisions?
Anders puts together a roadmap, and since I joined Anders, he wanted to rock out, and so now we ease up on the throttle a bit and give the listeners a little bit of a break, and then we're right back to full throttle down, pedal to the metal, but we do vibe on the audience. Sometimes there's an audible that's made on stage, or a request comes out, and we'll try to please everybody.
Just was working. It was a good crowd. Do you like playing smaller venues like that sometimes, just because it's intense in that way?
It's a good balance. I like the big arena stage concerts, and then the smaller venues is awesome because you're right there with the people. Sometimes your sound is incredible in a smaller venue, so it lends to helping the rock out procedure happen, And you feel the crowd as well, if they're not too far away from you or something. Sometimes a outdoor concert scenario could be a little tricky to manipulate with your sound. But the smaller venues, it's when the crowd's right there, you're feeling them, you're sweating with them, you're sweating on them, and the whole nine yards. And it's,
you're spitting on them.
Spitting, it's a beautiful thing.
That's great. We were in the front row for a Rebirth Brass Band, and it was a teeny tiny venue, a small stage, and they actually were spitting on us. So it's okay, though. I like it.
Yeah, with the horns, there's a lot of spit coming out of the horns. And
who were you excited to catch up with over here at this festival?
My guys, and we all live in Louisiana, but yet sometimes we're all doing different things, and. Peter Stelling was our guest guitar player. He's from Colorado, and it was great to see him and hang out. And he did a beautiful job, complimenting Anders and taking on his solos on his own. Carl Denson, we flew into Telluride with Carl Denson and his whole band. We've toured with them, and those are family. So it was great to see them. Carl's keyboardist Dave Vett played with us. Last night at the Sheridan, and today at the Blues and Brews Festival. So that was a real treat.
Right on. Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan.